Greater Napanee Council ended its 30-day review period for their 2026 budget at a special meeting, therefore adopting the new budget. Staff's report noted a 5.8% tax increase for 2026, with the levy totaling just over $17.3 million. As a part of the 2026 budget process, staff were required to follow the new Strong Mayor legislation. Under this legislation, the mayor has a responsibility to introduce a proposed budget to council and the community by February 1st. Council then has 30 days to review and make changes. Council can shorten this period by resolution if they're done making changes, and at the end of the revision period, the budget is deemed adopted and does not require a bylaw or resolution to put it into effect. Treasurer of IT and Financial Services with the town, Ellen Hamill, spoke about staff's work on the budget.
Overall, given the circumstances that the municipality had faced throughout the budget year, we were quite pleased with the ways that the budget had come together. We think we've covered a lot of needs that the municipality had in 2026, primarily in our capital. Our operating is really just trying to maintain status quo while incorporating the overall budget pressures that come with that. We're all seeing that in our day-to-day, and our costs just continue to rise, so operating was really just status quo, while capital saw some good investment into our assets that were in need of replacement.
Mayor Terry Richardson spoke about the budget and projects they were able to fund.
It was very easy to understand, and we covered a lot of ground in this budget. You know, we've increased our heavy fleet is something that we had to do, but in the same time, we've also been able to do some fun stuff, which is to redo a soccer pitch, which has been long overdue, which we've talked about for the last two or three years and haven't been able to do it. And the other thing is in-town trails. We're going to create some in-town trails, which we've had a lot of conversations about.
Hamill explained the timeline of staff bringing the budget to council.
These presentations came after a lot of collaboration and work between the finance team, CLT, and the mayor. And there were a number of pre-budget reports that were given to members of council to help ease some of the discussions that we had on those days. During those meetings, council was presented with the operating and capital budgets, along with the enhancements that were both included in the proposed budget, but also those that we were not able to include in the proposed budget, while trying to keep in line with the mayor's budget directive and also keeping the tax rate increase at a level that we felt council would be comfortable with, given the significant pressures that we were facing this year. So in that budget proposal, we had an overall tax levy of $17.3 million. Which resulted in a 5.8% tax increase. It is worth noting that a large portion of that was directly related to the cost of the OPP, while the remainder highlighted the needs of the municipality. The town's portion of the operating budget was largely focused on maintaining our existing services while prioritizing health, safety, and our legal requirements. The capital budget, on the other hand, the portion that was funded through the levy saw significant investments into fire services and replacements of our heavy fleet and equipment, all which were well beyond their useful life.
Under the new Strong Mayor legislation, staff worked closely with the mayor to draft the 2026 proposed budget presented to council in January. Hamill explained more of this process.
In addition to the capital levy, the budget also included a number of projects that didn't come directly from the taxpayer. And that was a request that had also come out of the mayor's budget directive. So we looked at ways to include investments that didn't hit the levy and didn't hit the taxpayers directly. And some of those included upgrades to the soccer field, the in-town trail development, and revitalization of Market Square. So those were funded through things like non-tax revenues like DCs, reserves, dedicated parkland funds, and the sale of underutilized lands and properties.
As an amendment to the proposed budget, Councillor Bill Martin asked that the town add $3,000 to the Waste Diversion Advisory Committee's operating budget to enable the committee to engage in waste diversion promotion, education, and engagement efforts. Martin explained his request.
The reason I asked to have this put back into the budget is that our Waste Diversion Committee has various projects in mind to try to get people into recycling mode a little more and possibly a composting situation, and also just to educate people on the new recycling system and if we can get more recycling out of garbage.
Martin explained why $3,000 would be worth it for the town.
Basically, what I'm saying is I'd appreciate if council would look at this as not as an expense item, but as an investment in the community. It doesn't affect the levy because I'm proposing that it comes out of the stabilization reserve fund. $3,000 is a small amount, and it's going to show a return as far as I can almost guarantee council that it's going to show a return in the long run. I know our Waste Diversion Committee has spent hundreds and hundreds of hours researching, making contacts with other communities. And if we can get more out of garbage, more into recycling, our bill at the end of each quarter or each month, I'm not sure what we get billed at, but would be more just because our weights are going to decrease. So that's what we've been working on. We need the $3,000 in the budget, like I say, for educational purposes. We need that to achieve our goals of waste diversion.
Mayor Terry Richardson showed his support for the request, which was ultimately approved.
The timing on this is probably very good with the change in the recycling process that we have, not just in this municipality, but in the province as well. So any help that we can get to try and get that message out, I think is probably not a bad thing.
After the town's January budget meetings, a 2026 budget consultation page on Let's Talk Greater Napanee was launched. According to staff, there were no questions or comments submitted by the public.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.